Biden kills 5K construction jobs by canceling border wall, says former CBP commissioner. By Bob Price on January 27, 2021. President Joe Biden's order to cancel the building of new border wall systems authorized by Congress will kill about 5,000 construction jobs, according to the most recent former head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. In addition, it will cost other earners in the steel, concrete, and technology industries who supply project materials. In response to the cancellation of border wall systems contracted by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, former Commissioner Morgan told Breitbart News that Biden's order will cost Americans about 5,000 high-paying jobs. Conservatively, it's going to cost about 5,000 jobs. Construction workers, right now, Morgan said in an exclusive interview. It's going to cost them their livelihood. The former commissioner said it is not just these construction jobs that will be hit by Biden's executive order signed on his first day in office. He said union members in the steel industry that produce the bollards will be impacted. Now, keep in mind, they're going to be paid for what they produced so far, he explained. But for the 350 miles that Congress funded for construction, all that goes out the window. So all the work that they were counting on, you know, the money they are counting on to feed their families and pay their mortgage, all that goes out the window, Morgan continued. In addition to the steel production, the border wall systems also include lighting, state-of-the-art surveillance technology, and all-access road construction. Those who produce all of these will be impacted as well, he stated. Morgan said there are other costs in canceling the projects. Those include reversing the projects that have started but are not completed. Right now, we have about 270,000 tons of steel bollard fencing that have been produced but not put in place, the commissioner said. Think about that. We are not only going to have to pay the contractors for that, but then we're gonna have to pay the additional money to either destroy it, which is unconscionable, or store it. Additionally, Morgan said we will have to undo the partially completed projects. Let's say a ditch has been dug to lay rebar, he said. We are actually going to have to pay the contractor to pull out the rebar and fill the ditch back in the way it was. Conservatively, Commissioner Morgan concluded, we're looking at costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.